This is Alex Gandhi recording on behalf of myself and Kirsty McLaughlin for our 1970s project. We'll be interviewing Helen McCreary. And so, hello, Helen.
Hello.
So, what was your overall experience of the 1970s?
Right. Well, in 1972, the Prime Minister of the time was Ted Heath, and things were quite bad at the time with the unions, and the miners were on strike, which was quite devastating, and the post office went on strike. I was working at Great Universal Catalogue at the time, and we had to go on to a three-day week because the catalogue firm depended on lots of post every day. Also, the electric went off quite a lot. I was coming home from work and coming into the house in the dark. The Queen's 25-year Jubilee was exciting at the time in 1977. The government, they came up with a name called, well, it wasn't a name, it was Backing Britain to try and get people interested and what have you. I bought especially for that particular year a shirtwaist dress that had the Union Jack colours. We also had a street party, which was fun. I actually got to see the Queen in Portsmouth that year. We were on holiday, and she was arriving in Portsmouth that day to do a tour. That again was an exciting thing. I'd never seen the Queen before. The Bee Gees were very popular at the time. They sort of reinvented themselves with a type of music. They became very popular with Saturday Night Fever, which I think everybody loves that kind of music. And it was a bit of a change from the music that had gone before in the 70s, which was punk rock and glam rock, which were totally different from their music. Punk rock was a bit on the edge. Glam rock was really good, but the Bee Gees were exceptional. In December 1978, I had my first child. I was really worried when it was coming up to birth time. The nurses came out on strike for a very short time, but luckily things turned out fine. And then, of course, Maggie Thatcher became Prime Minister, and everything went brilliantly after that.
So how did it affect you working a three-day week?
Well, obviously, it was awful to go on a three-day week. We had to lose 2 days' pay. We had to sign on at the Labour Exchange for 2 days every week while the strike was on.
So, obviously, we've got the Queen's Jubilee coming up this year. How did you feel that the Jubilee in the 70s, how did you feel the morale was at the time in Britain?
In the 70s, I think because of all the strikes that have been, people were down, really, in mood. The Jubilee was like a pick-me-up, and people were friendly towards one another, street parties all over the place. Union Jacks hanging from windows and also going across streets, zigzagging along the streets. And people really enjoyed that, I think.
How did you feel about Margaret Thatcher coming into 10 Downing Street?
Well, being a woman, I think everybody thought it was going to be a bit strange. But Maggie Thatcher, from the beginning, proved to be an excellent Prime Minister, in my opinion. And to this day, I will say she's been the best Prime Minister, apart from Churchill.
So, looking back over the 70s, how do you view your time in the 70s? Was it a positive time or a negative time?
Well, because I was in my 20s at the time, when I look back, I got married in 72. I watched all the moon landings and spacewalks. Had a great holiday in 76, which was the hottest summer it could have been. Music was fab, and I had my son in 1978. So when I look back at the 70s, I find it was very positive for me.
Thank you very much, Helen.
You're welcome.